Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is time for the Richmond Market Minute. And Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is up early with us, as he is every morning. So, all right, is this spin your take on yesterday? You write to me, a notable bout of profit-taking in stocks, and This is a good thing.
You dang right it is.
All right, well, tell me why, because there's some people who are distressed.
Sure, well, we'll have a couple of them. First one is, I want everybody to think about, anybody that's watched the stock, say, of Tesla, okay? Mm-hmm. John, okay. Disclaimer, we don't recommend good or bad anything about one particular security.
Right.
But I can't tell you how many people over the last several months have said, wow, I missed Tesla. I just had a feeling that was going to be a great stock. I probably should have gotten in it, but I don't know. I didn't do it. Well, Tesla is down, in the last two or three weeks, about 31%. So it's lost a third of its value since its very recent high. Mm-hmm. Well, gang, if you really liked Tesla and you didn't get a chance to buy it and now it's down a third of its value, you should be thinking that, hey, maybe I have a bargain here. Now, before I'd say that, I'd also ask people to stop and take a quick, for just a longer-term view, because if you bought Tesla a year ago, mm-hmm. had ridden it all the way up, and just taking this 31% loss, you'd now only be up a paltry 315% if you'd owned Tesla for 1 year. So has it fallen a third over a very short time period? Yeah. But over a relatively short time period, 1 year, you're still tripled your money. And it's not just Tesla. We could do that with companies like Twilio and Zscaler and Okta, all of these internet, Zoom, we don't even want to talk about what Zoom would have done, or DoorDash, companies that have been big beneficiaries of the stay-at-home trade mm-hmm. are giving some of it back. We got to go, John, but what I tell you is when you look just a little below the surface and see where those big winners are giving it all back, they're giving it to somebody. It's going someplace else, and it is pouring into energy stocks, financial stocks, industrial stocks, sort of the tried and true American blue chips out there. So the money's not going away. It's just running from some stocks that have gotten way ahead of themselves into some stocks that have been left behind a little bit. That's why it's a good thing.
Gotcha. Okay. I appreciate that. Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors. We will talk to you next week. Thank you.
And we'll have job numbers to go over when we do.
Good. Okay.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.